نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Students have started the imtihanat, and usually in the madrasa we have three imtihan exams: the first term, second term, and the final end of the year. This should remind us of the imtihan and exams of the akhirat also, and that is the real imtihan and exams that we have to prepare for. The first imtihan will be at the time of maut, whether we die with iman or not. Second will be in the qabr, and then the third will be on the day of qiyamah. So as we preparing for this imtihan, we want to come first, we want to pass, we study hard. More the important than that is to prepare for the imtihan of the akhirat, the real imtihan. So don't ever forget that, keep that also in mind. And for that preparation, we must make sure we are making effort on our iman. Iman must be correct also. Today there are a lot of fitnas from all sides. So our iman must be correct, and in that iman, our yaqeen must be strong also. An example of that is, you have a torch that takes three cells, three batteries. So if you have only two, your torch won't burn. You must have three. And if the batteries are flat, then although you got three, you got the correct amount, your iman is correct, but your yaqeen is weak, your battery is flat, then also your torch is not going to burn. So we have to make effort on our iman to make sure with the Shia influence, with the Barilwi influence, Qadiani influence, Salafi influence, that our iman is correct. And then that our yaqeen in that iman is also strong. For that, there are various things to do. Making the zikr of Allah is one of the main things to strengthen our iman. The second is, our ibadat must be correct. We must see that we are doing our ibadat correctly. Namaz, roza in Ramzan, zakat, hajj, tilawat, zikrullah, dua, tasbihat, all these things must be also in place. Then our mu'amalat, our financial dealings with one another. Even as students, if we borrow money from somebody, make sure we pay it back. Don't steal from anyone. Don't use somebody's thing without his permission. And if he permits you also, use it only according to the permission given. Don't use it over and above that. All those things we must see are correct as well. Then our mu'asharat, correct living with the friends in the room, the friends in the classroom. We must live correctly with the ustads, with the administration, with our parents. We must have a good relationship. So keep that also in mind. And then our akhlaq, our character also. We must build our character so that we have sincerity, we have humility in us, we have kindness, tolerance in us. We must take out things like pride, jealousy, all those bad qualities. We have to make effort. Anger, all those bad habits, we must take that out. And then always keep this also in mind and in the heart, and make dua that how I can be used for Islam to spread in the whole world, and that is the whole world can come under Islamic rule. That Islam must rule the world. Well, what can I do for that? Only my own ibadat is not enough. Only my own town is correct is not enough. There is a whole ummah, and we have to worry for the whole ummah, and Islam is meant to rule the world. We must have that concern also all the time. So what does imtihanat? Always consider this and worry about this as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. And make dua for my health, please.